ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, text 25 and 26. Is 26 up there too? Well, 25 and 26. And we'll read more because there's no purport. Esa Atma Viparyaso He Alinge Lingamavana Esa Priya Priya Yoga Viyoga Karma Samsriti Sambhavas. I'll read that next. Esa Atma Viparyaso Hiya Linge Linga Bhavana Esa Priya Priya Yoga Viyoga Karma Samsriti Esa Atma Viparyaso Hiya Linga Linga Bhavana Esa priya priya yoga Viyoga karma samsriti Esa atma viparyaso Hiya linge ringa bhavana Esa priya priya yoga Viyoga karma samsriti Esa atma viparyaso Hiya linge linga bhavana Esa priya priya yoga Viyoga karma samsriti Esa atma viparyaso Hiya linge linga bhavana Esa priya priya yoga Viyoga karma samsriti Esa atma viparyaso Hiya linge ringa bhavana Esa priya priya yoga Yoga karma samsriti Esa atma viparyaso Yalinge ringa bhavana Esa priya priya yoga Vyoga karma samsriti Esa atma viparyaso Yalinge ringa bhavana Esa priya priya yoga Viyoga karma samsriti Matajis Esa atma viparyaso Hiya linge linga bhavana Esa priya priya yoga Viyoga karma samsriti And the next verse that's connected. Sambhavascha vinasascha sokascha vividashmita avivekascha chintacha vivekasmithir evacha esa this atma viparyasa bewilderment of the living being. He indeed Alinge, in that which does not possess a material body. Linga Bhavana, accepting the material body to be the self. Esa, this. Priya, with those who are very dear. Apriyai, and with those who are not dear. Enemies, those not in the family, etc. Yoga, connection. Viyoga, separation. Karma, the fruits of action. Samsriti, the material condition of life. Sambhava, accepting birth. Cha, and. Vinasa, accepting death. Cha, and. Soka, lamentation. Cha, and. Vivida, varieties. Smita, mentioned in scripture. Aviveka, lack of discrimination. Cha, and. Chinta, anxiety. Cha, also. Viveka, of proper discrimination. Asmiti, forgetfulness. Eva, indeed. Cha, also. Translation. In his bewildered state, the living entity, accepting the body and mind to be the self, considers some people to be his kinsmen and others to be outsiders. Because of this misconception, he suffers. Indeed, the accumulation of such concocted material ideas is the cause of suffering and so-called happiness in the material world. The conditioned soul thus situated must take birth in different species and work in various types of consciousness, thus creating new bodies. This continued material life is called samsara, birth, death, lamentation, foolishness, and anxiety are due to such material considerations. Thus we sometimes come to a proper understanding and sometimes fall again to a wrong conception of life. Esha atma viparyaso hyalinga linga bhavana. Esha priya priya yoga viyoga karma samsriti. I'll read a few more verses because there's no purport. Up till verse text 34. Is that okay? Say what? Oh, okay. It's only a few lines. Okay. Atrapi udaham timam itihasam puratanam yamasya pretamandunam samvaram tam nivorata. In this regard, an example is given from an old history. This involves a discourse between Yamaraj and the friends of a dead person. Please hear it attentively. Purport. The words itihasam puratanam mean an old history. The Puranas are not chronologically recorded, but the incidences mentioned in the Puranas are actually histories of bygone ages. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Mahapurana, the essence of all the Puranas. The Mayavadi scholars do not accept the Puranas, but Srila Madhvacharya and all other authorities accept them as the authoritative histories of the world. Om Ajnanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances. unto his lotus feet. So herein, the bewildered state of the living entity is given. We're thinking, this is my friend and this is my enemy. My friend, I'll make so many bodily connections with. And my enemies, I'll be very leery of and try to avoid at all costs. In this material world, this friends and enemies is going on constantly. Recently, there was a young man, he was coming home from the 99-cent store, the grocery store. And one other man who was not his friend was following him because he didn't trust him. He thought he was a troubled youth. He was wearing a hoodie like our Prem Sankirtan. Yeah, that's better. So, this, both people in bodily conception of life, the person that was stalking was following this other youth, young boy, and he turned around and asked, "Why are you following me? What is your problem?" Somehow, because the bodily conception of life is very strong. I'm an American, I'm a Indian, I'm a Russian, I'm a Czechoslovakian. My sister called me recently and told me, actually, I found out, I gave my DNA to the people on the computer for 1995 and found out we're Mesopotamian and Tunisian. And actually, she said, you want to pay $19.95 to make sure you're a Mesopotamian? I said, number one, I don't even know what means a Mesopotamian. I can't even pronounce it. Tunisian means we're from Africa. And how far back this goes? She told me, probably 2,000 years. Our ancestors, 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 ancestors. This explains why we're so dark. Because when I was a youth, our so-called neighborhood was very light-skinned, Christians and Catholics mostly. And we were very dark as a youth, extremely dark. So people would ask my mother, why is Surah so dark? And she would respond, which actually I didn't even understand what it meant until now. She said, oh, he's actually the son of the milkman who was a Puerto Rican. I used to smile when she said it. I was 5 years old. Later, I realized, hey, wait a second. Who's that milkman? I think it was a joke. I'm not really sure to this day. But this is the nature of the material world. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Lithuanian. I'm Greek, I'm Tunisian, the people who are Tunisians, they are my friends, and the Greeks, they're my enemies. Nature of the material world. These two boys got in a scuffle, one boy and one man, over why are you in my neighborhood. Actually, it was his neighborhood. He belonged to that neighborhood. His father's fiance or something was there. So he was staying in that neighborhood. But the other boy didn't think he belonged in the neighborhood. They got in a scuffle and the young boy was shot and killed. This is the nature of this material world. I'm your enemy, you're my enemy. If you're not my countrymen, you're my enemy. If I'm not your countrymen, I'm your enemy. Friends and enemies. Prahlad Maharaj spoke about this in the seventh canto, that this is the nature of the material world. If you're my family member, then I give you great support, but anything outside my family, you're nothing to me. You're my enemy. You might be trying to take away my sense gratification. We heard from Srila Prabhupada yesterday that actually everyone is a son of God. Everyone is our friend, including the animals. They just made a law in California. If you hurt an animal, what do you call, harass an animal? What do they call that? A cruelty to animals. They upped the sentence to 8 years in jail in the state of California. So we should volunteer as Hare Krishnas. We can go. Anyone who's eating meat, anyone who's hurting the animals, they belong at least 8 years. What to speak of? The Vedas say, for every hair on the body of the cow, if you eat the cow, then you have to take that many births. They're saying no cruelty to animals, and they pass the law as they eat their burgers and sausage. This is the lunacy. No cruelty to animals means the animal's also our friend. In Krishna consciousness, everyone is friend. We're all sons and daughters of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we're all related. We're all associates and friends. And the devotee has to give, especially to those that are less evolved, protection. Therefore, Krishna Goraksha Vanijam Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam. The duty of the Varnashram system, the Vaishya, gives protection to the cow. And therefore, all living entities, including all animals, all plants. What was that one Christian saint? Was it Augustine? St. Francis of Augustine, whatever. St. Francis, Father, he made one prayer. I forget exactly how it goes. I never studied that St. Francis, but he gave family attributes to all the animals and all the, and he was very kind to animals. Unfortunately, Christians and Jews have made slaughterhouses instead of following this ahimsa and Krishna conscious teachings that all living entities are our friends. They eat the cow. They eat so many animals in the name of so-called spirituality. Today it's very difficult. We just came back from a festival in which they were trying to be very spiritual and very pure. But because Natevidu Swargagatim Hi Vishnu Durashaya, because unfortunately people don't know what real spirituality is, what the goal of life is, they concoct spirituality. Or they have spirituality. They've seen the mantras. They've heard the chanting. Therefore, they chant, drink a little vino, smoke a little dopo, and chant the mantras. And they think, oh, now we're very spiritual because we're chanting. We are rocking. They're stoned out of their minds. They're drunk out of their minds. And Prabhupada addresses this. Actually, if you chant and you don't regard the principles, that's chanting, but it's third class chanting. If you chant Vedic mantras, especially Hare Krishna Ma Mantra, and you have regard for the regular principles of freedom and the ten offenses, but you can't perfectly follow that second class chanting. That's a little bit better, maybe not perfect. But one who follows the regular principles of freedom and guards against the ten offenses of the holy name every day, that's called first class chanting, pure chanting. And that benefit is much different than third class stoned and drunken chanting. We had a friend, before he became a devotee, he liked chanting very much. In Boston, he called it Khichri Kirtan. And he would invite people to his house. He invited us. We became his friend. And there would be 100 people with wine and vodka with the orange juice next to it. I don't know all these things. And Khichri. And everyone was coming. I said, Tom, you know, chanting, you can't get drunk before chanting. That's not exactly. I mean, Prabhupada did say, take one swig, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. And eventually you'll give it up. Take one puff, Hare Krishna. And eventually, Hare Krishna will be better than the drinking and smoking. Prabhupada said, how do we give it up? You take one drink, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So the more you drink, the more you chant. Eventually you just chant. I've never tried to give it up that way, but so I've heard. So I told him, he got very upset with me later, because his kirtan, his Khichri kirtan, went from 100 people to 21 people when he stopped serving alcohol. When it became Khichri kirtan with Khichri and lemonade, no stuff in it, then only after a few times, only 15, 20 people would come. So Krishna consciousness isn't for everyone. Pure chanting isn't for everyone, but that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's standard. Jagai and Madai, they were drunkards and bad guys. They were worse than just drunkards. Story goes that one time they saw a blind beggar in the streets with his daughter protecting him. He was just begging with a can, getting some paisa, some cents. And Jagai and Madai came, beat up the blind man, old man, took his coins, stole his coins, and raped his daughter who was protecting him, so-called. Jagai and Madai were such terrible, terrible persons. Deep in the concept of friends and enemies, I, me, mine. But they received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they became, ultimately, even Jagai and Madai, by the grace of Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu became great devotees. They gave up their sinful life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is chant Hare Krishna and lead a pure life. We don't say holier than thou, but we say give up this sinful life. Give up this meat eating. Give up this intoxication. Give up this woman hunting, raping. Give up gambling. We were recently last week in Las Vegas, and everyone is taking their life saving and trying to win a big nest egg. Of course, 99% of the people are losing everything. The devotees, somehow or other, nice devotees, Surapal and Krishnamayi, they were been in Las Vegas for years. Story goes that they ran out of money. No one was supporting them. They're from Poland. Just came to America 5-10 years ago. They couldn't make things happen in Las Vegas. But in the mail, they received one gift that people get in Las Vegas. Come and pull the slot for free one time. Win $10,000. So maybe you've heard. They went because they were thinking of Krishna, not because they wanted to gamble. They did it for Krishna. Prabhupada said, we can utilize all the means of the materialistic persons only for the purpose of Krishna. And they went, pulled the, what do you call it, one-arm bandit? They call it a one-arm bandit. Is a, I don't know, I don't do these things, but I saw it. And somehow or other came up, orange, orange, and then again orange. Somehow or other they won $10,000 and built ultimately Govinda's Vedic Center of Las Vegas. Vajra Vegas, Manasakrota Vegas, Jiva Vegas, Udrapasta Las Vegas. Vegas means pushing. The pushing of the tongue, belly, genital. If you're studying, I think the Matajis are studying Nectar of Instruction every Friday morning. You know, Vajra Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udrapastala Vegam, Vegam, Vegam. The pushing. If you can control the Vajra Vegam, the pushing of the tongue, the belly, genital, mind, intelligence, and words, you can make disciples all over the world. This is the whole idea. Vajra Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam. Interesting how they named it Las Vegam. The place of the pushings. The pushing of the tongue, the belly, everything. So Jagai and Madai were like that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them his mercy. Even they threw, what was it? They threw a clay pot at Nityananda. Nityananda went to preach. Take the Hare Krishna mantra. Lead a holy life. And they said, oh yeah? And they threw a clay pot at him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his Sudarshan disc. He was going to destroy them. Because Krishna's business is paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. To destroy the demoniac and to deliver the pious. But Nityananda reminded him that in this age you've come to deliver them with Samkirtan. So he gave them his mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and delivered them. They started chanting Hare Krishna mantra and leading pure life. He told them, chant and lead a pure life. Lead a Krishna conscious lifestyle. And now if you go to India, there's temples of Jagai and Madai. Actual temple of Jagai and Madai. in Navadvip, isn't it? Jagai Madai Temple. They became saintly. So this is our purpose, to make people saintly by giving them the Maha Mantra, Srila Prabhupada's books, and Krishna Prasadam. Giving them an opportunity. Nyavanrikaya Atma Vishwoba Kalpam Jnanasim Achutabalo Dharanastra Shatru. In the seventh canto, part three of Srimad Bhagavatam, instruction to civilized human beings, it is stated that real spiritual life means Yavanrikaya Atma Bhushoba Kalpam Ritaratma Bhushoba Kalpam Kyanasim Achutabala. One has to get the mercy of Krishna. That mercy is the weapon of knowledge. And one has to sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master. Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada, nagati kutopi. By serving the spiritual master, one gets the mercy of Krishna. Without the mercy of Krishna, no one can get the mercy of the spiritual master. So one has to sharpen. Jnana sim. Jnana is the weapon that one receives from Krishna. One has to sharpen the weapon by pleasing, serving and pleasing the spiritual master. Achyutabalo dharadastru. And then one gets the strength from Balaram. Atma balobi. Anyway, the strength from Balaram to yield the weapon and defeat the enemies. The enemies are Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajaguna Samubhava Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyanam Yavairanam. Kama Krodha Lobha Moha Mada Matsarya. Prabhupada was speaking the other day about Mada. Edamana Madak Pumanam. That verse in, I believe it's 7th canto, that they're mad after sense gratification. People are mad. They've become so intoxicatingly mad. They're not human. They're animals. Therefore, to deliver them, as Chaitanya Nityananda did, one has to give them the weapon by giving them the knowledge. In Srila Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. And if they're fortunate, they'll serve the spiritual master. You can't just get it by studying. You can't take to spiritual life by just becoming a scholar. You have to please the spiritual master. Serve the bona fide acharya, Srila Prabhupada, and please him. Then one has sharpened weapon. Otherwise, weapon is dull. You may have knowledge, but knowledge is dull without service to the spiritual master, without pleasing the spiritual master. Therefore, we have real spiritual platform and understanding. Give pleasure to the spiritual master. One pleases Krishna. One gets the strength to yield the weapon and defeat the Maya. This is real spirituality. Anything short of giving pleasure to the spiritual master as the spiritual master orders, not that we concoct how we can please our spiritual master. He orders, you serve me like this. You do this function. You carry on that book distribution. Harinam and Kirtan. Prasadam distribution. By serving the spiritual master as the spiritual master orders, then we sharpen the weapon and defeat the Maya and can prepare to go back home, give up the chariot, give up the weapon, and go back home, back to Godhead. Not give up the knowledge, but they say give up the chariot, which is the body. Give up the chariot and return home, back to Godhead. Any question or discussion? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Apologize that this wasn't my day to give class. It was Maharaj's day, and they asked me 10 minutes before the class. Thank you very much.